USA Radio News.
A congressional effort hopes to dig deep and get into the origins of COVID-19. House Representatives Kathy McMorris, Brett Guthrie, and Morgan Griffith have announced the launch of a web page on the Energy Commerce Subcommittee site for whistleblowers to contact them with information pertaining to an investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Virginia officials are defending their response to a blizzard that stranded hundreds of motorists along I-95 on Monday and Tuesday. Governor Ralph Northam and others said conditions for the gridlock can be blamed on heavy snowfall and plunging temperatures, which caused a truck to jackknife and trigger a chain reaction. Some motorists were stranded overnight Monday into Tuesday afternoon. And Ford has beat out Tesla to become the top-performing car stock of 2021. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. You'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
2021 gun sales hit a new high.
Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mayo Clinic is dismissing around 700 workers for failing to comply with a vaccine mandate policy at the Rochester, Minnesota-based health system. Employees had until Monday to either receive their first shots or obtain an exemption for medical or religious reasons. The Star Tribune reported the Mayo Clinic did grant most exemption requests. People come from all over the world for treatment at the Mayo Clinic. And Walmart is set to hire more than 3,000 new employees to expand its home delivery service. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Chicago Teachers Union has voted for remote learning after 2 days of in-person school.
With 1 day's notice, parents are scrambling in Chicago as the teachers union voted to go back to remote learning. This is many studies have concluded remote learning is harming our children in more ways than one. Time and money have been invested in getting the nation's children back in school. Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health on Newsmax.
I have definitely noticed that everyone understands the value of in-person education. I mean, my gosh, it's one thing in the first couple of months of the pandemic, you know, March, April, May of 2020. By the fall of 20, it was pretty clear kids could come back to school safely. There's been plenty of time, plenty of money. Schools can do this. And if they haven't done anything, if they haven't made any efforts to improve ventilation, for instance, that's on them. That should not be on the kids.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A fire in Philadelphia's Fairmount neighborhood left 13 dead, including 7 children. According to the Philadelphia Fire Department's official Twitter account, firefighters immediately made their way to the 800 block of North 23rd Street after receiving the call. It took firefighters about 50 minutes to get the flames under control. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Metro Animal Care and Control in Nashville is waiving adoption fees through Sunday for people looking to adopt or reclaim a dog or cat. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.